It is only in the house that Jesus acknowledges their request. Seems Jesus is trying to keep a pretty low profile. He is also not wanting to turn their blindness into a show. There is an incredible amount of compassion on the part of Jesus. Could have dragged them back out in the streets and said, "Everybody gather around. Get ready for the show. Here it comes." Their brokenness is not the thing of entertainment. Can't say that about television these days. Shows like Jerry Springer, where people's brokenness becomes entertainment for others. "Do you believe that I can do this?" He is asking for their faith. "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord." "Then according to your faith, in the portion of your faith, may it be done unto you." How do we grow in faith, my brothers and sisters? Is it not by being blind? Of knowing the truth of what will be and what is, and operating in accordance with it without seeing it in the present moment? Dare we hope? Dare we believe? It's funny, I've never heard someone say, "Dare we love?" And yet it seems completely appropriate. The invitation for faith, for them to fulfill, you know, it's amazing. How many times does Jesus have to open the eyes of the blind for the fulfillment, the longed-for prophecies of old, to all of a sudden the people of Jesus' time saying, "Dare we hope that he is the Messiah? Dare we believe? Dare we believe that he is the fulfillment of everything that we have hoped for, that everything that we have longed for? He is the fulfillment of it all." My brothers and sisters, is not that the same questions that are given to us? God has revealed his love through his Son and poured out the Spirit of his Son, the Holy Spirit, upon his church. Dare we hope that this is true? Dare we believe? Yes, I dare you. I double dog dare you in this season of Christmas stuff. Those who know the movie get the reference. I double dog dare you. I dare you to act, to love in accordance with our hope and our faith. Too many times we get put into a situation of blindness and we sit there and we beg God to take the blindness away. And we don't realize this is the moment, this is the opportunity that is afforded to us, that once we die, this will never be for us again. Why? Because we will see God face to face. There will be no more opportunities of faith to be enacted. They happen in blindness. Now is the time, my brothers and sisters, in these opportunities of blindness, for us to act, to love, to do, to be in accordance with the promises of God. Have you ever rejoiced in your moments of blindness, in the challenges, the difficulty, the cross? You say, of course not, Father, because I'm sane. I know. Rejoicing in blindness, rejoicing in the cross, rejoicing in not seeing, not being able to comprehend, still in the midst of the difficulty. But Jesus wins. He is victorious. You can hear the confidence dripping from Paul's mouth when he says, of what shall we be afraid? It reminds me of the scene in Gladiator where he's like, are you not entertained? What can separate us from the love of God? Act, move, believe. This is who you are. This is who you have become in Jesus Christ. Enter into it. Why is this important? Jesus says, let it be done for you according to your faith. My brothers and sisters, if we are operating in a thimble's size container of faith, that is what will be done in our life. May it be done according to your life, according to your faith. Dare we hope? Dare we believe that everything is true? Dare we prove our faith and our hope by loving? I'll try and give an example. A married couple, they just get married, not even a year. Because they haven't been married 50 years, dare they love each other? Well, you know, the marriage isn't over yet. We haven't seen the final thing, the final chapter. Maybe we should just kind of keep it chill for the next 50 years. And then we will know whether or not we can actually love. Absurd. Idiotic. Promises have been made. Hearts have been exchanged. It is done. Live in that love. Well, I haven't reached the end of my life yet. I'm not fully converted yet. I haven't reached the epitome of perfection that I desire. Idiotic foolishness. Promises have been made to you and to me. Hearts have been exchanged. Have they not? In the waters of baptism, live in that love. Dare we love? Yes, we do. Amen.